Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and today we're going to be talking about God's expectation for 2017. God's expectation. Amen. Before we get started, just want to send out a shout out to all of those that are listening by internet. God bless you, my internet friends, for being a part of the broadcast this morning. Amen. And on the phone lines, I've got my faithful friends, the phone line warriors, that are hanging out with me on the phone lines this morning. There, people are lining up, waking up, and coming on the line. And so we thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us this morning. We're going to get into a good teaching this morning, but first of all, I want to mention the fact that if you are not a monthly supporter of the Serious Bible Study, we want you to become a partner with us. Amen. All we ask that you do is we ask you to go to our website at kogwoc.org, kogwoc.org. Sow a seed of support once a month. Whatever it is that the Holy Spirit puts on your heart. And for those that are first-time partners, or for the first time are partnering with us, we've got a little gift that we want to send to you for being a part. And so, we want you to sow into what we believe is the number one prophetic ministry on the Internet. Amen. We've been here now for almost 2 years, and there's been almost 3,200 people that have listened to our broadcast in just 2 years. And so we thank God for the ability to touch the lives of those around the country and around the world. And so, again, we want you to be a part of what it is that we do to help us preach the gospel around the country, around the globe. The Lord has blessed us to be able to not only be a part of ministering to people in this country, but also in Africa and the Caribbean. And we're believing that God will even expand our territory in 2017. Amen. And so the financial support that we get allows us to be able to take product and ministry materials with us as we go out and minister the gospel. Amen. So this is going to be a busy year, and the Lord is going to allow us to do even more. So we need your help, and in order to do that, we're supported completely and totally by our partners that believe in us and sow into the ministry. And we want you to do also by going to kogwoc.org and let the Holy Spirit speak to you and sow a seed each month that would allow us to continue to do what it is that we do for the sake of God's kingdom. Amen. Also, for those of you that are listening by way of Blog Talk Radio, we want to let you know that all of the episodes that we release on the air, you can listen to the replay by going to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com. And in the search engine, type in the Serious Bible Study. The Serious Bible Study. And that will give you access to all of our archive teachings, as well as the current one that if you wait just about an hour or so, it'll be available for replay. And you can go back and listen to it again at your leisure. Amen. So with all of that being said, we want to get into the teaching this morning. My heart is a little bit sad. One of my classmates from high school received word last night that Mr. Mike Kidd out in California passed away on last night. And so we want to send a shout out and our prayers to the Kidd family, Tanya. Kid and the family of Mike Kid out there in California. We're praying for you all and the family that God will fill up the empty space in your life, because Mike was a great guy, great kid, and I know that we're going to miss him and his family's going to miss him. And so send your prayers out to the Kid family, if you will, tonight. All right. Before we get into the teaching, just want to have a word of prayer, and then we'll begin. All right. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, and we do not take for granted the life that you have given us. Father, we thank you, O God, that by the power of your word, you allow us to be. You allow us to move. You allow us to have our being. And Lord, we just thank you that you've considered us to be a part in this world, that you have extended and granted us favor and life that allows us to be able to show people the truth about your kingdom. And so, Lord, because of that, we serve notice to demonic entities, principalities, and powers that try to come against us, that they will have no purpose, they will have no ability to prosper in our lives, and must sit back and watch as we walk into our destiny and purpose that has been given by you. So, Father, we just declare, O God, victory over every situation and circumstance in Jesus' name, and we pray that your will would be done, that the word that is spoken today will help us develop into the individuals, O God, that can continue to tear down the kingdom of darkness, O God, and reestablish the truth about your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Glory to God. Looks like we have a good group that is assembling this morning. Amen. And we're going to talk a little bit about God's expectation. And as always, with the new year comes new expectations. And what are the plans that the Lord has in store for his people? What are they to us, the body of Christ? And how will they be achieved? And what will the challenges be to bring them all to pass? These are all legitimate questions, and we're going to try to get into some of that this morning. Amen. We pray that you were able to tune in on last week when we came off of our 30-day consecration with the revelations of the kingdom and God's desire for the year 2017. In the days to come, you want to pay particular attention to the political realm. This thing is heating up now, and they're talking about the legitimacy of the president-elect, Mr. Trump. As I went on record to say, if the Lord does allow him to get past the January 20th inauguration, I believe that by the hand of the Lord that he will not be a full-term president. Remember, I'm saying this based on what it is that the Lord is showing me. It's not because I'm hating on Republicans or favoring Democrats, because I'm neither a Republican or Democrat. I'm what you would call a kingdom cat. And I just believe that the will of the Lord is going to be done, and that his mercy will endure forever, because this is his world. Amen. This is his land, and it belongs to the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So pay particular close attention to the things that are going on politically. I believe that here in the next 7 days, things will begin to heat up, and you're going to begin to see and hear some things that are going to be a surprise to many of you. Not to the Lord, but to many of us, we think that the election process produced what it was that God wanted for this world. And, you know, sometimes the Bible says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So I'm going to let that alone this morning. I'm going to let it alone. If you have your Bibles and you're studying with us this morning, I would that you would go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 again. We're going to pick up from a little bit from where we left off. 2017 will be the year of authenticity. This is the time where the Lord is going to establish the authentic, the real, those that are not counterfeit, the real thing. Song used to say, ain't nothing like the real thing. And some of y'all may not be old enough to remember that. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell were singing, there's nothing like the real thing. And so this is the year that the Lord is requiring all aspects of his kingdom to function as originally intended. This is the year where you're going to have to be authentic. You're going to have to be real. and every aspect of the counterfeit has to be removed from your life. And 1 Timothy chapter 4 gives us an understanding of why that is. Verse number 3 is Paul's talking to Timothy. He said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables," or fictional stories. "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of the evangelist, and make full proof of your ministry." Amen. The Bible says that God has given us the ministry, a ministry of reconciliation, the ability to reconcile men back into the presence, back into relationship with God. Amen. And so God's expectation is that this would be the year when he begins to reestablish and bring forth in a greater way the principles of his kingdom. And in the midst of that, we're going to see a demonstration of his power that we've never seen before. Why is this so important? It's important because as Paul is writing and talking to Timothy, we're in the time where people will not adhere to sound doctrine. Amen. People won't adhere to it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. We see the church of today that's being established, many of the churches that are being established in today's society are being established not for the purpose of actually fulfilling the principles of the kingdom. Amen. It's not being established for the purpose of actually bringing people into relationship with the Lord. But many people have started churches out of visions of grandeur, believing that they could get rich in ministry by just, you know, getting two turntables and a microphone and then standing and proclaiming what the scripture says. Amen. And that's not a bad thing, but the dead letter of the word, the Bible says, killeth. But it is the spirit that actually brings life. And most of what you're seeing as a representation of the church in today's society is not very spiritual. Now, I'm just going to come out and say it. It's not very spiritual. People go to church, but they don't like to hear you talk or minister about the Holy Spirit, and they don't want to endure any teaching that's going to require them to do anything. They just want to sit back and fulfill their moral obligation of saying that I'm a Christian and I go to church, but I do not have to change. Are you with me? They want to accept Christ as their Savior, but they don't want to be discipled into becoming a follower of Christ. Amen. And in this world, you're not going to be able to live a sanctified lifestyle without the ministry of the Holy Spirit operating in your life. But, oh, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that a lot of people don't want to hear that, but you cannot fulfill the things of the Spirit if you are not spiritual. Amen. And so the signs that follow what you believe have to be actively working in you in order for people to receive any example of what it is that Christ or the kingdom looks like. Amen. Glory to God. I'm teaching this morning, but I feel something pushing me this morning. The world is demanding that in this time that there be something that is real, that is authentic. And it's becoming completely evident that what the world needs is not political, but the manifestation of the true sons of God, as the Bible talks about, in essence, is what's needed today. People want to see the power of God demonstrated. Now, the only problem with that is that Christ came, demonstrated the power of the kingdom, and he left and went into heaven, took his place at the right hand of the Father, and left the work of establishing the principles of the kingdom to the believers. Amen. And so as a minister of the gospel, he says in the book of Ephesians that he establishes the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So our responsibility is to teach the people how to establish the principles of the kingdom. Amen. So there is a part that every believer has to play. And in order to do that, you've got to be spiritual. You've got to be spiritual, because in order to establish that which is spirit and life, then you got to have spirit in order to project the life. Come on, somebody. Because without the spirit, no man is any match for the devil. And the devil can take you captive at his will. He can utilize you to testify to his kingdom and his power. And that's all we see now, is we see a demonstration of demonic power because of the fact that people refuse to adhere to sound doctrine that will establish the truth that greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world. Amen. God is greater. He's greater. And in order to establish his greatness, he establishes that in the life of men. Amen. And he said from the beginning, I'm looking for somebody that all the families of the earth will be blessed by the people that have really made a decision to be authentic and not counterfeit. We've seen the counterfeit Christian. Amen. We've seen the counterfeit Christian, the one that goes to church on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday just lives the way he wants to live. And so people are confused about what it means to be a believer in this hour. Amen. And so we think that because of the fables, the fictional stories that are being presented to us, that there's a politician that can save us, that he's going to provide the things that we need for our lives. But the Word of God tells us in the book of Isaiah, that the people that would restore the waste cities and the waste places in this world would be those who would be called, watch this, the ministers of our God. Amen. And so it's the church that's going to rebuild and restore the things in this earth before the return of Christ. Amen. And so God's expectation was that we would be in a different dimension, in a different place at this particular time. Amen. He thought that we would be in that place several years ago. Amen. When President Obama took office, he became the 44th president. And those two numbers added together represent 8, a new beginning. And that's all that the president started talking about in 2008. And that was that the world had changed, things would never be the same, and that now we had to accept that change and move into another dimension, another understanding, not believing or not knowing that it was being required not just physically but spiritually as well. I believe that the purpose of Barack Obama in becoming president of this country in 2008, that he was the symbol of a prophetic word. He represented a prophetic word. Glory to God. And that prophetic word was that he was established prophetically to uncover the hidden rudiments that had been functioning and governing the people of this country for years prior to his taking over. So much has been exposed through his presidency that was allowing to fester and operate under the surface. And the people did not receive the prophetic word for change, but they wanted to continue in that mindset of deception. Hello, somebody. They wanted to continue in the mindset of deception, deceiving the people and doing things that were bringing about our demise and not moving us to the next dimension of what it was that God wanted us to do and how he wanted us to be. And so the expectation was that we would receive the prophetic word and would begin to function in a new beginning. But how many of you know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God? Amen. And so they refused to hear the voice that God established to be the lead voice. And so what ends up happening is, through the rejection of the prophetic word, now we're into the 45th president, and those two numbers added together is 9, and 9 is the number of judgment. Amen. There's going to be a price to pay for people saying that we want our country back, that we want to go back to the place of deception, the place where people are gathering together to bring about your demise for the profit of a few. I don't hear nobody talking to me. Yeah, that's what's going on. We're establishing now the billionaire, what I call the Billionaire Boys Club. And this is just a way for all your billionaire friends to make some more money at the expense of the people. If you listen carefully, you'll hear that, oh, we're going to build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. And then all of a sudden, now that he's in office, okay, well, we're going to pay for it, and then they're going to reimburse us for something that they have already said they would never build. I can't hear nobody talking to me this morning. And so things are lining up. People are being true to form, and they're doing exactly what it is that we believe they would do. So it's not because it was God's choice, but he was the choice of those that have been in charge that refused to give up authority and power and accept change. Amen. And so I'm not saying that Hillary was a better choice. I'm just saying that we don't know who it is that really is going to be responsible for leading this country into the place that we're supposed to be. Amen. And so just because you grab some preachers and stand them up beside you doesn't mean that you have the ability to hear from the Lord. Amen. This is not a situation where you need to be operating as a novice. Hello, but you need to be well-schooled and well-versed and well-in tune with the spiritual things of God. Amen. And we know that he, in his 1 Corinthians, is not the person that really is hearing and listening to God. Now, listen, I'm going to stop meddling with that. But we should have been in a different place. We were expected in a different place because God said that He knows the plans that He has for us, the plans of good and not evil. So He doesn't allow evil to come into play and then say, was this God's man for was this God's man for good or God's man for evil? God doesn't establish based on evil. Amen. He establishes based on good. And so what He wanted to do is He said, I know the plans that I have for you, the plans of good and not evil, to bring you to an expected end. So there's a place where you are expected to do things that are connected to establishing the kingdom. And see, the church today, by not being spiritual, is not telling people and not directing them spiritually to the place where they can grow up and mature in spiritual things in order to defeat the works of the devil. Glory to God. And so, where are we now? If we're not in the place that God expected us to be, where are we? And I'm going to shift into a prophetic understanding here, is that we're in between here and the blessing or our purpose. What is our purpose? The late Dr. Miles Monroe said that purpose is the original intent for your creation. The original intent for the creation of a thing, we're in between where we are now and actually fulfilling the will of the Lord for our lives. And so many of us are wrestling with where we are because, again, the world is demanding, crying out for the original, the authentic, true sons of God. But what we keep giving them is the counterfeit. Amen. What we keep throwing up in their face is gay Christians. Amen. And preachers that want to take sexual advantage of their flock. I don't hear nobody talking to me. Churches that don't want to operate in the truth of what God has established as being apostolic and prophetic-minded churches where there are messages given in tongues and then interpreted, which is the definition of what a true Pentecostal church does. If you're saying that you're a Pentecostal church and there's no tongues, there's no interpretation of tongues, there's no movement of the gifts of the Spirit, then it's not a Pentecostal church. Amen. And so the definition of what we're giving people and the image of what we're giving people is a bunch of young folks standing up there with torn up raggedy blue jeans. Hello, let me work on that for a minute, that image that we're presenting right now, because it is, I've talked about it before, but I'm gonna explain it again, that the image that is being projected is costing us our lives. I don't hear nobody talking to me when you refuse to comb your hair and you're wearing torn up raggedy clothes and then you're in defiance with the government and the laws of the land. Then what they believe is, as a homeless person that looks homeless, that you need to be dragged about, beat about, shot in the street. Hello? The Lord revealed that to me. He said it is a spirit a vagabond. It's a vagabond spirit. Because watch this. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they wandered 40 years in the desert, but the Bible says that their shoes never got old, that their clothing never got old. Amen. That they still looked like who they were after 40 years of trial and tribulation. They still looked like they belonged to something or somebody. I don't hear nobody talking to me, but what we have allowed is we have allowed forces that be to dictate to us the image that they want us to project, in thinking that if we project it, we'll be accepted hello, but what's really happening is that the image that's being projected for blacks in this country is getting us killed. Okay. All right. You know, it used to be that if you were going someplace nice, dressing up or whatever, men would shave or whatever. Now they want these guys to look, they want them to look rough. They want them to look, they want them to look like they're hard, you know. They want them to look like roughnecks, amen, unshaven, hair uncombed, and looking like they're really rough and rugged, amen. But really and truthfully, underneath all of that, you're running into somebody that is a metrosexual or homosexual or a lesbian, but we look unkept. We look like we have that we have been abandoned, amen, and taken on a spirit that causes people not to respect us, but to target us, amen, as ones and as those that look as though they should not be respected or treated with dignity and respect. And so that's the image that they're putting up before us in the church and calling it spiritual. And that's not what God, the Bible said that Daniel was given reign over everything in the kingdom because he had a spirit of excellence. Glory to God. And so where we are right now is that we're being, in order to try to tap into our destiny and purpose, we're exposing a false image, and that's why you'll see the activity of the prophetic realm now begin to get more stringent and more dominant, is because the number one aspect of the prophetic is to tear down false images. And so the image that's being projected of Christianity right now is a false image. Hello, we don't understand the true essence of what church is, and so we cannot project it to the people. Many of the individuals that are starting churches today are unlearned. They haven't stayed in church long enough to learn how to establish a church. And many of the churches in America that are growing by leaps and bounds right now, many of them are growing by watching video screens, amen. And we're saying people can't stay in church more than 20. We can't endure a 20-minute message. Well, the reason why the Lord says, will you not tarry with me for an hour, is because it takes at least 30 minutes to get out of the flesh. When you're praying, it takes 30 minutes to get out of the flesh. If you're only praying for 15 minutes, all you did is talk about what you wanted and never tapped into what it is that God wanted. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm trying to help you this morning. If you would stay in his presence for an hour in prayer, you'll get beyond what it is that is needed for you, and then you'll start to tap into what's needed by him. Amen, and you'll stop being somebody that's just saved, but you'll be somebody that God can use in order to establish his purpose. Amen. It's an outer court experience whenever you're pressed down, shaking together, running over, looking for the man that will give unto your bosom. Amen. That's an outer court experience. But when you go behind the veil, you'll get the understanding on how to be the man that people are looking for. Oh, glory to God. So we're in between here and our purpose, and we're there because we still have issues. We still have a residue of issues from our past that continue to follow us and is meddling with us when we should be operating in our future. What are you saying, Prophet, is that we still are dealing with issues that should have been settled before now. Amen. We're still wrestling with the flesh. We're still wrestling with situations and circumstances that are not giving us a new name, but are causing us to keep the same name that was a part of our lives up until now. Some of us are still wrestling with the financial issues. We're wrestling with issues of being not sure of where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do. And that's not your fault. That's leadership. Amen. And whenever you have a fatherless generation that we're dealing with right now, one of the number one responsibilities of a father is to establish purpose. So that's why many of the people are not walking in their purpose, is because they have not been fathered. Amen. They have not been fathered properly. They have not been taught properly in the church. Amen. One of the meanings for the word apostle is father. Amen. That's why he said in the church what? He said in the church first apostles, so that people could be fathers. They could be directed into their destiny and their purpose. But in order to do that, you had to have somebody that had access to the Spirit. Hello, prophets. Prophets operate in the spiritual realm, and part of what their responsibility to do is to go into the spirit realm and to bring back understanding to the to that which is their destiny and purpose. Hello, Joshua. You can't bring somebody into something that has never seen where it is that you're going. Glory to God. And so God allowed Joshua to go into the promise and come back with a vision, those things that were needed and expected of them by God. And there was a timing element there. Hello, somebody. They were expected to be at that place at a particular time. Oh, you don't believe that? Well, the word said that they were at the Jordan River and they stayed there for 3 days. And he said, whenever you see the priest get up and start moving, then you're supposed to follow the priest. Why not? Why can't we go across on the first day? Why can't we go across on the second day? Because you're supposed to go on the third day. Hello? And he said, get up, wash your clothes. Look like when you get over, what was so important about wash your clothes and get your food? Because when you got to the other side, you were supposed to look like God had taken care of you. I don't hear nobody talking to me this morning. Because there are people over there that have been watching what's been going on with you. And whenever they showed up, they said, we have seen how the Lord fought for you against Pharaoh and his army. Well, that was 40 years ago. And the word said that the people told them, we are afraid of you. Hello. Ain't nobody afraid of the church of today because there's nobody operating in the power. And that's because we have not been directed correctly in the natural and in the spirit to be able to pick up the tools of the spirit that makes us a legitimate force to be reckoned with. Many of the people right now that are claiming to be spiritual are being overtaken and overcome by a devil that really has no power. So now we're in this place. We're in this place where we're dealing with issues that are remaining from our past that need to be dealt with, so that the new man can come forth because he has not arrived yet. So Mark 2:22 says that you cannot put old wine into new bottles; it'll burst the bottle. You got to put new wine in new bottles. You can't put old wine in, you cannot put new wine in the old bottles. You have to put new wine in new bottles. Amen. If you're going to be new, you got to have a different packaging. Because the old packaging is not able to contain that which is a part of the new. So we're wrestling right now. We're wrestling. We're wrestling with the old man. We're wrestling with old stuff, that old things from our past that keep trying to creep into our new place of being. Amen. And so we need to know, how do we get out of the place that we're in to bring forth the new that God is looking for, the new dimension, the new understanding, the new power, the new place. And listen, the biggest problem that the believer has in this hour is they will not hear what the Spirit is saying. Hello, somebody. You can have all the prophetic access that you want, but if you don't obey what the prophet says, then you're not going to prosper. You're going to just be sitting there looking like, okay, this is not working. Well, it's not working because you're not following the steps that God has established for you to enter into righteousness or rightness or the place where God accepts you. Amen? He has prepared a place for you, but you're not ready to go to the place that he has prepared because you're not willing to do what it is that he's asking you to do. So now, in order to get to the place where you're needing to be, God is having to do some things to get us out of the old and into the new. And I'm going to talk about three things that you need in order to bring forth the new man. Number one, the first thing you got to have is a prophetic announcement. Hello, somebody. Some things are not legal until after they have been established prophetically first. Okay, that's going to be a problem for most of the people in the church because most of the church world does not accept prophetic ministry. Oh, but don't worry about it. They will hear in just a second. That's what Mr. Trump is there for. Hello, somebody. We're going to see Jesus one way or the other, and somebody's going to be used to bring him into to bring us into the place where we find Jesus. Amen. I promise you, if we stay in this realm that we're in right now, somebody going to find Jesus. Hello, somebody. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from the wrong or the negative ways that they've been that have been associated with them, he said, I will heal your land. Okay, well, first of all, the saints won't pray. Hello? They won't pray. Average Christian only prays 7 minutes a day, so that 7 minutes ain't going to get you into his presence, amen? And so you got to receive a prophetic announcement because even Jesus had to receive a prophetic announcement in order to come into a world because spiritual things are illegal in the natural unless they have been pre-announced. It has been predetermined. It has been predestined. Amen? If it has been predestined, then there's a time when it will be destined for you to be where you're supposed to be. But we're lagging behind because faith comes by what? Hearing. You're not hearing the voice of the Lord. You're not hearing the prophetic word. You're not. Listen, the fact that you, that the thing that makes it, that makes it, that brings the understanding that you heard is that you begin to walk by faith. If you're still struggling with faith, well, then how are you going to deal with destiny and purpose? I don't hear nobody talking to me this morning. You got to have a prophetic announcement. What does that mean? You got to find somebody that's operating prophetically and hear the word of the Lord. That's what this broadcast is for. That's what this broadcast. You may be going to a church, they don't believe in prophets, but you'll get a prophetic word here. Hello? He gave to some pastors. He gave to some apostles. He gave to some prophets. He gave to some evangelists. He gave to some didn't say he gave them to everybody. But the body of Christ operates when all of those entities are functioning in their proper place. We're going to get back to that because what's going on in the world today and the earth today is going to demand the church that's in order to come forth. I'm training prophets, mentoring prophets, so that whenever the new order of the church comes, there'll be prophetic voices that will be able to be plugged in and established that know and have been taught how to operate and how to function in the spiritual aspect of the kingdom. Don't worry about it. Just receive the prophetic word and move into the place that God is expecting for you. Number two, how you bring forth the new man is what many of us are experiencing right now that are still in contact with some of the old things that are left over from the years past. And that is warfare. The warfare in our lives has increased to a point right now where many of us are about to say, Lord, I feel faint. Because the enemy is like hellhounds now. He's coming after people with a vengeance, amen. And so the warfare becomes the instrument that God uses to move us and to finish the process in us that gets us to becoming the new man. Amen. You might want to go back and read 1 Samuel chapter 9 when the Bible says that the Lord was trying to change Saul into a new man. He had to encounter the prophetic. Amen. And after he encountered the prophetic and worshiped with the prophets, the Bible says that the word of the Lord came to him and said, whatever you have an occasion to do now, do it because God is with you. Why? Because the process was finished in you. What we have going on right now is a bunch of saints that are operating in unfinished process because we won't avail ourselves to the process that's actually allowing us to take on the image, the language, the custom, and the cultures of the kingdom, amen? And one of the culture of the kingdom is that we would have dominion, authority, and power over demonic spirits. Listen, when you begin to function properly, finance will not be a problem because the Lord says that you'll be able to speak a thing in due season, it will come to pass. You can change your own financial situation just by speaking into existence what it is that you need in order to accomplish what it is that you're doing. But what has happened now is because we are not in the right place at the right time. The Bible says that in times when you should have been an instructor, now you're having to be taught. Hello? The process is having to be finished in us now so that we can stand in faith, by faith. And many of us will not do what we're supposed to do until the warfare forces us to fight. Hello, somebody. And as you begin to fight, as you begin to war, you begin to bring into being, bring to mind what it is that God intended for your life. See, in warfare, in the trying of your faith, that's when you come into the understanding of who you are. You don't know who you are as long as somebody's feeding you, taking care of you, and clothing you, and doing everything. You don't even know whether you're just enjoying the fruits of somebody else's labor. Hello, somebody. But when the battle comes home and we have to fight and have to fend for ourselves, it matures us to the point where we will not be moved. Amen. We will understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through the tearing down of strongholds. Glory to God. Tearing down strongholds and taking authority. I don't need somebody to give me something. God has given me dominion, authority, and the power to change things. And so warfare becomes God's instrument that produces change. Trials, one right after the other. All they're doing is making us hard as a good soldier. We're enduring hardness. We're developing our hardness and to the point where we're mature, to the point where we get to the place where we find out that in the midst of the warfare, God is keeping us and that there is no weapon that the enemy can throw at us that will cause us not to prosper. Are you with me this morning? And lastly, the third thing is, you got to have a prophetic announcement. You got to have warfare, trials, tribulations, circumstances that come up because they're shifting you into the mindset that's teaching you that the enemy is not greater than the things of God. And that, in tune, develops in us what? Faith. Why? Because the faith in us is bent once we go through the warfare and find out not only who we are, but we find out whose we are, then we can begin to shift into a faith which allows us to come in contact with the things that we've been hoping for, but we couldn't see. But now we begin to see them. How do I obtain them? Is I obtain them by faith. To step into the realm to do the supernatural. Or to do that which is not normal. What I would normally not do, now I'm doing because I have faith and I'm not afraid to change or to do something new. Hello, somebody. That warfare is to get you out of the old, because all of the stuff, watch this, all of the stuff that you've been trying to do hasn't had any effect. Amen. So you're going to have to do something that's outside of your normal characteristic. Amen. You may have to do something that you've never done before in order to get something that you've never had before. I don't hear nobody talking to me. And so faith comes to move you into the supernatural realm. Glory to God. And the last thing I want to point out is in Jonah. Jonah had to get into a whale of a circumstance in order for his mind to change. Hello. God had to put him in. He was already in a mindset, and he was supposed to be in one place, but he was in another. Hello, somebody. Sound just like you? I'm supposed to be operating as the head, but I feel like I'm really the tail. Jonah was supposed to be in Nineveh, but he took a boat to Tarshish, which was in the opposite direction. And so the Lord said, I don't need you in Tarshish, I need you in Nineveh. And so he didn't want to go, and so the Lord said, okay, well, the only thing is that there's nobody else that I have appointed to go, so you're going to have to do it. And even though his rebellion said, I'm not going to do it, he ended up in a whale of a circumstance that began to change his mindset, so that whenever God released him from that tribulation, he was willing to do that which God had commanded him to do. And so you read it for yourself in Jonah chapter 3. It said that Nineveh was a 3 days journey. Nineveh was a 3 day journey, and so he arose and went to Nineveh and got there in two. He got there in two. He got there in 2 days. That was a 3 day journey. So what happened in the whale is that God prepared him to do something that was not normal. Oh God, help me today. It was not normal. It was supernatural, because he made up a whole day's travel in 1 day, in 2 days. He was supposed to be there in 3 days, and he made it in two. That's the word of the Lord to you, is that your faith is going to make you whole when you hear the word. Amen. You hear the word. Last week, there were many people that were on the line, and the Lord said, I need you to sow into the prophetic word. I need you to sow into that dimension that is already ahead of you, so that when you get to where you need to be, there'll be provision set aside for you. Why? Because your seed will make covenant with God. I don't hear nobody talking. So people just think that the prophet is talking and saying, well, I'm sowing, I need you to sow a seed. No, they don't sow because they don't believe. Hello? If you obey the word of the prophet, the word says that you will prosper. all those people on the line last week didn't sow. And so now you're looking for provision in the place where you are, and there's no covenant there. Uh-oh, I'm stepping on some toes right there. There's no covenant. There's no covenant where you are. That's the reason why the Lord is telling you, get out of the place where you are and get to the place where you have covenant. Where is it that, where is the place that I have covenant? Wherever you sow, that's where your heart is. Hello? And so if you put your heart in the place that you're going, when you get there, then God will be with you. Why? Because there's signs that have been following you to the place where you are, and there's provision that's already been set. Now, when I speak a word, God has to perform it because we're in covenant. Oh, my God. And so when I ask you to sow into what it is, it's not because I need your money. It's not because I want your money. Because I'm of the Levitical order, the prophetic is of Levitical order, the Lord says, don't worry about them. I'll take care of them myself. So even outside of the disobedience of the people, he still blesses the people that he has pulled aside for his purpose. Amen. You're not going to affect my purpose by not sowing, but what happens is you affect yours. Because he's trying to get you to enter into the covenant that contains your future, your purpose, the place where you are expected to be. And so what God allowed Jonah to do was he allowed him to travel spiritually beyond his physical capability. In the natural, it was going to take 3 days, but God sped up the process. Glory to God. He sped up the process so that he would be there right on time to deliver the word of the Lord that God had intended for that people. Friends, I'm here to tell you that there is an expectation for 2017 that you are going to tap into if you hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Hello, somebody. You are late, and you need something to happen supernaturally in order to get you out of the place where you are and catapult you into the new place that God has established for you. And you can't get there without faith. You can't get there in unbelief. You can't get there wrestling with the demons of the past. There's some things that have been a part of your life for years that the Lord's saying that you cannot bring into 2017. Hello, 2017, the last numbers, 1 and 7 is 8, is a new beginning. If you want a new beginning, some of that stuff you're going to have to let go of and let God give you something new. He's got to connect you to something new. He's got to connect you to something that's going to produce more than the last year, or else you're going to repeat what you did last year. Some of you, God is calling out of those job situations because it can only be a repeat of what happened last year. You got to be able to step into something that's going to produce greater if you want to see God move on your behalf, because what you need for the 2017 is going to require more finance. So God releasing you from those jobs to put you in a place where you can receive more so you can do more. Listen. I'm going to get off my soapbox this morning. This is a prophetic word. That in order for you to bring forth the new man that God wants, you've got to receive the prophetic announcement, which says that it's your time. It's your time. It's not somebody else's time. It's your time. And so God's going to have to speed up the process in your life. And because we will not move, when the word of God says move, then he has to create situations and circumstances in your life that make you uncomfortable so that you will move into the next dimension. And that's the warfare that you're experiencing. The warfare is not meant to kill you. It's just meant to change you, to change your location, to change the way you're doing things, to give you the strength and the power to operate as the head and no longer be the tail. If you're going to walk in the supernatural, then you got to believe not only in who God is, but you got to believe in who God is in you. Hello. Listen, I'm finished with the teaching this morning, but I feel an unction of the Holy Ghost to compel you to get out of the place that you're in and do what it is that God had told you to do. See, there's some aspects of your life that is out of order, and God said, I can't bless you until you bring them in order. There's some things that you got going on in your life that you won't let go of, and God said, I can't make it be new if you're still going to keep doing that old thing. Hello, somebody. Listen, I want to go to the phone lines this morning. If you're on the line listening, then if you're on the internet and you want to get into this discussion, then I would that you would hang up your phone. I mean, pick up your phone and dial 646-595-2110. That's 646-595-2110. And that will tap you into our live discussion. For those of you on the phone lines that want to make a comment or want to make a statement, you know how we do. You press star 1 on the phone. Press star 1 on the phone, and that alerts me that you're wanting to speak, and I'll get right to you. But God's expectation for us is great, and a lot of time is we sell ourselves short. We don't think that we're that important, but God says your presence is required in another dimension. Amen. Your presence is required in another dimension. And so in order to do that, God is letting you know that there are some things that cannot and will not be allowed in 2017 that existed in 2016. Caller from the 832, you're on the line this morning. Go ahead, please.
Praise the Lord, everything. I just want to tell you that I know it's me, and I just wanted to testify to that word. I'm receiving it. And I'm moving on to my best ability. I appreciate you, man of God, and God bless.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So faith comes by hearing. And if we've heard the word, then the thing that lets you know that you heard what God said is when you begin to move into doing what God said do. We've been dragging our feet. We've been hem-hawing around, as we say. But your presence is required in another dimension. Glory to God. Thank you so much for calling, caller. Thank you so much. Is there anybody else today that wants to make a statement, that wants to come online and make a comment about the teaching this morning? I know I might have got a little loud, but you know, that's just the way I am. I'm an old country preacher, so sometimes I don't know how to use my inside voice. But it just by saying it loud, I'm trying to get everybody to hear and to understand that what God is doing in our lives is much greater than where we are right now. Caller from the 816, you are on the line.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Keith. This is Kajel. Coming from Nebraska, going back to way to Illinois from work, and just hearing this word has really just really blessed my life totally. You know, as the Spirit was speaking to me, is stop wrestling. And I am tired of wrestling with this world, trying to do God's work and trying to be a man of the household at the same time. And he's telling me to stop wrestling with him. And I just thank you for this word. I really do. It's a blessing. Just stop wrestling. That's all I'm hearing. Stop wrestling with the Spirit, man. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, you know what happens when you wrestle with him, don't you? You end up with a limp. He'll make you say uncle, because the question is, if we wrestle with him, who's going to win?
He is.
So you know, the thing about the wrestling is that, you know, if you can wrestle with God and then still be here at the end, well, then that means that you must be pretty good. But the one thing about it is, when we finally hear that, pray and seek my face and turn from that negative situation, he said, I will heal your land. I will heal your land. So there's healing that's trying to take place. God is trying to deliver you. So, like you say, you got to stop wrestling. Glory to God. We just thank you for calling in. Appreciate you, brother. We'll talk later. God bless. Caller from the 508. You are on the line this morning.
Good morning, Prophet Douglas. This is Paula from Massachusetts.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
I just wanted to clear myself. It's my time.
Amen.
I'm ready. It's my time. I'm declaring it.
Get out of that warfare and get in the faith.
Yes. Yep. And I'm starting a 21-day fast to get more connected to God and just, you know, clean and purge for the new year.
Well, that's a sign. What? One thing about fasting, whenever people avail themselves to fasting and prayer, then that lets the Lord know that you're serious about this thing. And
yes.
For those that seek me, and that word seek means with a passion, he said, they will find me. And the things that they have need of will be with me when they find me. So fasting means that you're serious about this matter. And the Lord said, all right, go ahead, girl. You must be serious. So that fasting and prayer is going to speed up the process and kick you over into the supernatural, where you begin to operate not in the natural, but you begin to operate and function based on signs, wonders, and miracles.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you'll get favor from God. All right.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the teaching.
We're standing in agreement with you. This is your time. Amen.
Amen.
From the 434, you are on the line this morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. This is Pastor Adrian, and I have a little bit better voice today. God bless.
Hold on. Hold on. Before you get started, I want everybody on the line this morning to say happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Birthday salutations going up all over the country.
Hey, thank you, God. Keep them. Such a blessing. Now, that was a surprise. It just blessed my heart. Thank you so much. I'm just going to tell you, Prophet Douglas, this word last week and today. Last week you served us the cake without the icing. I mean, you know, it was beautiful. It was wonderful. It tasted good. It was so good to hear everything that God has shown you and poured into you, you know, for 2017. But today, I'm telling you, well, maybe I should say it this way. It was sweet cornbread last week, but today you gave us the strong meat. And so we needed to hear this. The Lord had been dealing with me for this year, for 2017. He said, new year, new thing. That's what he's been saying, new you, new year, new thing. And so what you shared today, I mean, if anything, it just stirred my faith and my hope. And also my fervor for the things of God, even the more to just launch out into the deep,
launch out into new things. The things that he has been dealing with me about, you said it. Some of y'all are doing the same stuff, trying to get something new. I'm telling you, God is just breaking the mold for 2017. And I, the thing is this, I'm allowing him to work in my life in new and different ways. And I just encourage, you know, all that are listening. You heard the man of God. I'm just telling you, God wanting, he's just chomping at the bit, you know, to just bless you in new ways. And I just see many streams of income. I see many new connections and many new opportunities for this year if we will allow God to really be the God that he wants to be to us. And as you were speaking, Prophet, I just bless God for you. And I just thank God that you're so just open and so connected with him to really hear a right now and a rhema word that we really need that stirs our soul and keeps our feet planted so that we can continue on in this journey. It is truly strengthening to come and listen to your broadcast on Sunday mornings. And we so missed you during that time that you were in consecration, but I just thank God for you, and I thank God for what he's doing through you and your ministry. And I just wanted to share that this morning. Thank you all for my birthday.
Amen. God. We appreciate you prophesying to us, woman of God. Just prophesied a word to us this morning. But I feel that God is pushing us right now, and many of us is like, quit pushing, and he's behind us. He's like, you're late, and he's pushing us, and we don't want to go. But he said, it's time to go because people are calling for you. There are people looking for you right now, and God wants to allow you to be their deliverance. They can't get delivered. Ain't nobody on the earth getting delivered until the true sons of God show up. They're going to get stomped by the Trump if they continue. So they're looking for somebody that has a connection to the truth to stand up before we get a thump from the Trump. This is our season. This is our time. And God wants us to be in a new place, a new do for a new you. Amen. And so he's pushing us into the uncomfortable zone so that we'll do what it is that faith requires. And faith, if you're really walking in faith, faith makes you uncomfortable. Glory to God. And so you're feeling uncomfortable a little bit now because he's saying, where I need you is not where you are. Get out of the place where you are and go to the place that I have ordained for you, Abram. Hello, somebody. Amen. We thank Pastor Adrian for that word this morning. Caller from the 214, you are on the line this morning. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Prophet Douglas.
Amen. That's my friend out there in the Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well, I tell you, you brought a great word this morning. Thank God for a strong leader. I thank God for you. I'm like everybody else. I thank God for you because you are a leader that pushes us into our destiny. I know it's a word from heaven today because you have whooped me with the rod of correction today. I received the word. Yes, God has opened up doors for me. Yes, God has shown me favor. But I'm not where God has really, really put me. I lack in one on the road where I need to be. And hopefully by the end of this month, ain't no hopefully, I will have it by the end of this month in order to go forth with the ministry that God has given me. I thank God. You push me. You whip me. You done whip me so hard this morning, I say, I don't know whether I want to go on and elaborate with him this morning or not. But I thank God for you because you, since I came into your ministry, you have really, really just spoken to my life. You have counseled me. You have did it all. And now it's left up to me to step into the things that God requires my hands to do, because he's going to hold me accountable, not you. He sent the word through you in order to minister to me. Now it's my time to step out and do what God has required of my hands to do. I thank God for you this morning. If I was there, boy, I think I'd pick you up and run you to the goal line this morning. Thank God for you today.
Amen. What about them boys? What about them boys today?
I'm Green Bay, so I ain't going with Dallas. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, so we're going to see what Cheese is going to do today, okay? I'll send you a message.
All right. Amen. That's my friend down there in Dallas, Fort Worth, Pastor Sharon, Minister Sharon Walton. Bless your heart. We just cut up and just carry on, boy, whenever we talk to each other, but that's okay. Amen. But I just want to reiterate to those that are listening before people start to sign off, if you want to sow a seed this morning, then go to our website at KOGWOC.org, KOGWOC.org, and come into covenant with this prophetic word this morning. And I'm telling you, you're going to see the hand of the Lord begin to bless you in this year, in 2017. You'll open up the doors, not the windows. That's some of y'all are bigger. You're bigger than the window will let you be. But he said, I'll open the doors, not just the window, but I'll open up a door that no man can close. Amen. And so if you want to sow a seed, go to our website at KOGWOC.org, and you'll see the hand of the Lord begin to move on your behalf as you establish covenant into this new year. Amen. And so if you're on the line this morning, we still got a few minutes. I can take two more calls, and then I want to pray for those of you that are on the line this morning. If there's somebody on the line, amen, call it from the 216. You are on the line this morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Prophet. It's Diane from Cleveland.
Diane from Cleveland.
Good morning. I just have to say this is just all confirmation, and it was like a butt whooping for sure. I'm in a painful place right now, but this all made sense this morning of the warfare and you know, just doing stepping out in faith. And I just thank you so much for your pouring out, because it truly has affected me also. So thank you so much.
Amen. Well, we appreciate you. Hopefully you'll be able to walk a little bit better. The whooping won't be too bad. Amen. But we got to do what we got to do to get into the place where we need to be. Amen. Mm-hmm. I got two more real quick I'm going to take. Amen. Caller from the 580, you're on the line. And caller from the 862, you are up right after that.
Good morning, Prophet Douglas. This is June Cornish from Lawton, Oklahoma.
Amen, my friend.
I just wanted to say thank you so much. And even though you prophesied that word last week on the authenticity, I believe that God is letting you know that you are an authentic prophet of these times. Your authenticity has been proven over the years, and God is bringing you forth from the backside of the mountain to be heard more. I bless God for the truth that you are exhibiting, and from my understanding, from the people I talk to, not only do you exhibit that, but you live that. And I praise God for that, because not many voices are living what they preach. So I just wanted to say thank you. It is the truth that's going to make us free. It is the truth that's going to separate the wheat from the tares. And I'm just glad to be a part of a person that lives and speaks and talks the truth. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. The word was just fresh today. It was good. It was throne room good. And I like that little point where you said you're not a Republican or a Democrat, but you are a Kingdomcrat. So I'm going to probably coin that phrase, and I'm going to be a Kingdomcrat too.
Amen. God bless your heart so much.
Love
Amen.
You.
Amen. We got time for one more caller. Caller from the 862, I got you. You are on the line, and then I'm going to pray. Amen.
Good morning, Prophet Douglas, and everyone on the line. This is Prophet Yvette.
Prophet!
Good morning. Oh, my God. I'm almost speechless this morning, Prophet.
Speechless?
I'm along with everybody else. I've never really been speechless, but I'm about speechless this morning. And the word, you know, it hits right home, and it's just a time, it's really the time that we get back into the prayer seat. It's really a time that we get back into the presence of God. And, you know, I was sharing with someone yesterday that I love the presence of God so much, when I get in the presence of God, I don't want to come out of the presence of God. And sometimes I get in trouble, but the presence of God is so sweet. But what is it so much about our life that we don't take time to get into the presence of God? Because sometimes it's work getting there. You know, you just don't walk in the door and bam, we're in the presence of God. No, it's like that if we make it like that. But I don't know if I'm lazy or I don't know what it is that's causing this stagnation a little bit, but I know that it's a time of prayer and of getting in position with God so that we can hear from God, and then we obey the voice of God so that we can be in that place that you've been referring to and moving in the areas of God and where he's calling us, not where he's calling us because he's already called us, but where he's expecting us to obey and be in the place where he needs us at this time. So, again, I'm a bit speechless this morning, and I guess, you know, when the word hits home, you don't have anything to say but amen.
Amen, Prophet. Well, I want to pray this morning for everybody that's on the line. I want to pray for the breakthrough that they've been looking for to come into being. Father, we just thank you right now that by the power of your word, you are repositioning, thank you, Lord, reestablishing us in a new place. Father, we thank God by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are receiving new information, new revelation that will allow us, oh God, to leave the old behind and to make room for all the new that you're about to do. We declare that 2017 will not bear the characteristics of years gone by, but we are declaring that a new thing shall spring up even in the desert in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we take every word that you have spoken, we receive it, and we move into the new realm that you have established for us. And no demon in hell can resist. We declare seasons, O God, of non-productivity to be over. We declare finance release in Jesus' name, emotional release from things that have been a part of our past that have kept us from moving forward. We declare, oh God, the breakout and the breakthrough into that newness of life that you have called for. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Listen, we're so glad that you joined us this morning. And remember, we're here every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. preaching and teaching the word of God from a prophetic standpoint. Amen. And so tell somebody to come on the line with you and be here next Sunday, 7 a.m. For those of you that want to sow a seed, visit our website again at kogwoc.org. KOGWOC.org, and watch and see that the Lord won't bless you. Well, listen, my time's about up, y'all, and so God bless you for tuning in, and we will see you next week, 7 a.m., for the Serious Bible Study.
Praise to be praised.